March 25th, 2019. Dear Diary. Hi, it's me. If you don't know who me is, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this. Actually, you definitely shouldn't be listening to this. So, please stop. Really, stop. This is only for me. I think. Maybe I'll let my husband listen to it someday, whoever he is. Maybe he'll want to know what I was like in 2019. I hope he thinks it's sexy hearing my biggest secrets and most private thoughts. It would be sexy if he liked listening to this. But I know I'm going to delete this. I really don't think I'd be brave enough to let him listen to it. What if he thinks it's gross and wants to divorce me? Ugh! Okay, I know that it's just my anxiety talking. It talks a lot. So, yeah, really, stop listening now if you aren't me or my future husband. 3 years ago, it happened. I won't say how old I was because I already know. It seems like I was too young to be doing that, but I guess not considering I did it. It wasn't like I just did it all of a sudden. I'd been sort of trying it out for a while. I guess that's normal? I don't know. Nobody ever talks about it. Not exactly. And now that I'm doing it, I think I know why. It's so personal and embarrassing and hard to talk about. At least when I think about someone else hearing it. But if I am just talking to myself, I kind of like it. It's kind of sexy. I like how it makes me feel talking about it. It makes me feel like a sexy woman instead of a not-so-sexy almost woman. Anyway, I actually don't remember a time when I wasn't trying it out. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that certain parts of me felt different to touch. Not just my you-know-what, my cheeks and lips, my bottom, my ears, the bottom of my feet. They all felt nice to touch sometimes. Oh, and my back, especially if someone else was touching it. I loved the game where you draw a picture on someone's back and they try to guess what it is. I remember doing it in bed with friends. We would take off our shirts. Well, I was usually the one who suggested that we take our shirts off. It felt better without them. We don't talk about doing that anymore, but it was so relaxing and nice. I wish I had someone to do that with me now. So, yeah, I knew parts of me felt nice to touch. I knew that my, it sounds weird to say it, my vulva felt nice to touch. I touched it sometimes, in the shower, after I went potty, sometimes at night. I guess everyone does. I don't think that I'm weird. That is a normal thing to do, right? That was all I did, just fondling and rubbing, maybe for only a couple of minutes. Then I'd get bored and do something else. I didn't know any better. I'd do it for a few minutes, then I'd pull my panties back up or finish my shower or whatever, and go on with my life. Until 3 years ago. I was in the shower. I was bare naked, of course, and I was doing that thing. It felt good. I liked it. But when I stopped, I was still thinking about it. It did feel really good. And when I got out, I was standing there with a towel around my shoulders, looking at the naked teenage girl in the mirror. Something felt different than usual. I don't know what it was. I still don't. I was standing there thinking, being naked is fun. Like, really fun. I was wishing someone was looking at me, someone who liked what he saw, liked seeing me naked. I knew it was weird, but I liked it. I finished drying off and combed my hair and got ready for bed, but I was still thinking about being naked and someone looking at me, maybe even a girl. I didn't care as long as they liked seeing me like that, with no clothes on. My mind was going crazy thinking about it. I just couldn't stop it. I felt good, but it was a strange, unfamiliar good. I had no idea what was going on with me, but I liked the feeling. I put my hair up into a ponytail, put my underwear on and my nightshirt, and climbed into my nice warm bed. I turned off the light and lay there for a while, listening to the noises of the house as everyone and everything started to quiet down. I had this feeling. I wanted to take my panties off. I wanted to take everything off. And even though it was very unlikely, I was a little nervous that if I did do that, that someone would come to my door and knock and want to talk to me. But I decided to risk it. I could pull the covers up. They wouldn't think I was naked. I mean, why would they? That was how much I wanted to do it. In the dark, I carefully removed my top, slowly folding it and putting it under my pillow. I did the same thing with my panties. I was completely naked for no reason, and I felt really, really good. In the dark, I pulled my covers down. I posed for my imaginary fans, holding my boobs, spreading my legs, showing them all of glorious me. Nobody had seen it all since I was a baby, but now I was a sexy woman and they were lusting for me. It made me feel so good. All over, but especially there, between my legs. There was a tingle. It felt so good. Being adored, even though I was pretending, made the tingle better. Thinking of someone looking at me, wanting me, that really made me tingle. This is super private and personal, but I want to share what was in my mind and what it was like. I'm half sitting up, and I put my hand back down on my vulva. Not only does it feel really good to touch, but I'm all wet and slippery. Wow. Does it feel nice? I'm making noises. But I'm not doing it on purpose. My vulva feels so good. I can't help it. I lay back down on my bed, and I'm looking back up at the ceiling, but I'm lost in pleasure. My heart pounds in my chest, and I'm breathing super hard. In that moment, a word pops into my head that I remembered learning years ago. I'm masturbating. It feels so good to do it. I understand why people would do it now. But there is another word we learned at the same time. I wonder if... My thoughts fade away. My mind is focused solely on the burning pleasure between my legs. It feels better than anything I've ever felt. Better than a massage, better than getting my hair washed, better than... Oh my god. God, I feel so good. My legs are shaking, and I'm being noisy, but I don't care. I love this so much. My god, I want to do this forever. Suddenly, the pleasure between my legs explodes. My hips rise off of the bed, and my head curls upwards so that I can see the source of my pleasure. My hand is barely moving, but the pleasure is insane. It lasts for only 15 seconds or so, but my life is changed forever. Even as it fades, my body is still convulsing until at last my bottom drops back onto the bed and my hand slows to a stop on my soaking girl parts. As I am laying there, I think back to sex ed. I masturbated. And even better, I had an orgasm. So, yeah. That was the story of my first time. I will never forget it. After that happened, I put my clothes back on and covered up and thought about what it meant. I felt kind of dirty, if that makes sense. But I knew I wasn't going to stop doing it anytime soon. And I haven't. I can remember certain times that I did that, but I can't remember my second time. I wish I could. Anyway, I hope you, or I guess me, liked hearing about one of the most personal things I have ever done. Sincerely, me.